It was a famous victory today for our men's soccer program here at MSU Billings. I'm so proud of the players. Seattle University is a top 25 school in the nation, and to produce a performance like that and win the game means a lot to me, and it means a lot to everyone connected with our program. I thought overall we fully deserved to win the game. We created the better chances across the course of the game. We were unlucky not to have a goal in the first half, which was ruled offside. But we kept it together well, and at halftime we just told the guys that they've just got to stay focused. They've got to continue to go and go ahead and do the game plan that we've set up for them, and they did that in a great way. And Sam Charles stepped up with about 20 minutes to go to get a goal. And once we went 1-0, I always felt we'd win the game. It was a great goal from Sam, who's now having a fantastic season. He scored 9 goals in 6 games, and he scored in every game, and that speaks for itself. But, you know, they had a couple of chances with a 2 or 3 minutes to go. But over the last 2 years, my program's had enough bad luck for a lifetime. So the soccer gods were in our favour a little bit today. And we got away with it, and we got the 1-0 win, which was fully deserved. There was a lot of heroes on the field for MSU Billings today. But just to point out a few of them again, I felt Justin Hoskins and Tom Milroy, our two central defenders, are magnificent. That's the best word I can use to describe them. An awesome performance. Chris Cornish in central midfield was absolutely outstanding. And I felt Sam Charles up top is just having a great season, and that speaks for itself. But overall, a fantastic team performance, a great win. But now, as I've told the guys, we've got to forget about this. The most important thing now is we're going to have a good practice session tomorrow. And prepare for the game against St. Martin's, which will be another very tough conference game on Sunday. So right now we're very happy with the result, but our focus now shifts to St. Martin's, and we've got to produce another great performance to get another win.